kunjani mthethi uyaphila oye mthethi uyaphila
baba gumele
uyaphila mthethi
baba gumele
ubilisa wena
kunjani
kanti ubani umthethi la waphila ngeyikhathi zohuma sikele manje angithi umjida nje uyazi ukuthi lezo yikhathi zohuma sikele uJonasa yabona nje leyo
ujani
hlalelini
basaphilile
sengikhona phela ngoba ngimane ngasuka ekuseni ngoba ngibona ukuthi hayi into possible la ngizogcina ngingakwazi ukuattend eminye imihlangano ngoba angithi kube ngihlalele ngathi ngilalela upresident ngabe yabona leyo ngabe manje ngisebhanoyini mhlambe noma mhlambe ngibhanoyi ngilithola late namhlanje ngingalithola kodwa ama options engathi asevulekile ngoba engathi u-British ubuyile.
Ibuyile British.
Nala imalamvu sebeyachwenza manje bathi abasayithathi lo buza. Ifly safe. Sebefuna ukwenye ngo-British.
No thanks la, nasiqale.
Ya, asiqaleni kwela hla. Asiqaleni.
Okay, Advocate Gwebu.
Good afternoon, Chair. And good afternoon.
Do we correct? Do we have everybody? Can we start?
It appears that way, Chairperson, we can start.
Any apologies that you received?
No apologies from myself. I'm not sure about Bonan.
Any party that is not represented?
I don't see the ACTP, EFF, and the IFP.
Okay, let's hope that they will join us, but we correct. Honorable members and members of the media, you are most welcome to this session of the Ad Hoc Committee on Section 25. Honorable members and fellow South Africans, today is a historic day because we meet on this virtual platform to formally adopt the third 18th Constitutional Amendment Bill, which is the product of protracted engagements by all political parties inside the committee and through bilaterals involving the political principles of parties represented in this ad hoc committee. Above all, this revised third draft bill is the product of public parties' participation, which is enjoined by the Constitution. Honorable members, I commend you because you were always alive to the character of our constitutional democracy, which is both a representative and a participatory system. You ensured that in your work, you comply with the Constitution, rules of Parliament, and judicial interpretations of the constitutional imperative of public participation. Today, we can proudly say that we are tabling the third 18th
recording in progress
bill, which was developed in keeping with the character of our constitutional democracy. On August 27th, 2021, this committee unanimously adopted the report on the submissions made during the 3 weeks extension period which expired on the 13th August 2021. On September 1st, this committee considered substantive issues raised in the report and their impact on the second 18th Constitutional Amendment Bill. Taking into account the impact of the said report, this committee effected the necessary changes to the bill. After reaching agreement on the desired changes, this committee instructed the Parliamentary Legal Services to effect the desired changes and bring the final draft for formal adoption. Our task today, honorable members and fellow South Africans, is not to open any debate on substantive issues, but to consider the technical, or if you like, drafting issues before formally adopting the bill. After the adoption of this bill, we shall instruct the administration to prepare a report for the National Assembly. This final report will be tabled before this committee on September 8th, 2021 for consideration and adoption. I thank you, honorable members, for your audience. I shall now call upon Advocate Charmaine van der Merwe to put the revised bill before you for consideration on technical matters and adoption. We shall proceed clause by clause to make sure that nothing falls under the the gaps. But when I say clause by clause, I also refer to the clauses which were contained in the second ad hoc, bill, which was sent for public consideration comments during the 3 weeks extension period. Advocate Charmaine, are you with us?
I am with the committee chairperson. Good afternoon to members, and good afternoon, chairperson.
Thank you very much. The floor is yours. I hope you heard me saying that we are now not dealing with the substantive issues. Those have been concluded. Now we just we asked you to go and clean up the document effecting the desired changes, and that's what we're going to deal with, not substantive.
Okay, thank you, Chairperson. There's just one thing that I also just want to clarify. Our office do not normally do the clause by clause, so I'm not 100% an expert on that. Does the committee want me to take you through the bill itself and just deal with the changes that had to be made, and then you do a clause by clause, or are we going to do clause by clause from the start?
What makes sense for you?
Chair, probably members did discuss the bill. It was clear what the decisions were. On Wednesday's meeting, it's not even that long ago. So I suppose that we can simply start. But I will just ask the committee secretary just to help me if I do falter in what needs to be voted on. If they can just help me in that regard. And I think the first item for the committee to vote on will be the long title of the bill. And I can indicate that there was a decision that any improvements thereon must remain in the bill. The reference to communal land had to be removed. I removed that. It will not be visible because it's been removed. Otherwise, this long title is exactly as it was with when it was advertised, Chairperson. So I'll hand back to the committee for a vote on that matter.
Okay. Honourable members, there we are. The agreed amendments were effected. So can we get a hand for the adoption? Honorable Dr. Lutri.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and good afternoon. The DA does not support the long title. Thank you.
Thank you. Any proposal for
Chair,
the adoption?
Chair, before perhaps we get the agreed and not agreed, I thought you were saying in the light of the exercises that we're doing in terms of amending, perhaps amending, it's a changing whatever is necessary for us on the document, but has that been effected? Whether people agree or they don't agree, I think that will be a good base for all of us to say, yes, what we discussed has been or was effected. Then at a later stage, secondary, then we come to say, let's then agree, not agree. Because I'm saying that, Chair, because I may not know that DA may be saying it does not agree because changes that were recommended were not done. So that's all, yeah. Yes, Chair.
No. You are very correct. That is the correct way we should go, because we should distinguish between not supporting and a challenge of the whether or not the changes were made. Dr. Lothric?
Yes, Chairperson. Yes, we do not agree with this, as we do not support the principle and the amendment that was effected. So either way, we don't support or agree.
Now, that's too general. I think Honorable Gumede is saying, in your recollection and your records, do you agree that what was agreed, whether or not you supported it, what was agreed has been effective?
Chairperson, I don't really see that that is necessary at this particular point. So I'm not going to comment on that right now. It can be up to you and other members to decide whether that is indeed your proposals that you made. It's not our proposal, so thank you.
Oh, okay, no, we can force you to do what you don't want to do, but I think that we all agree that the Parliamentary Legal Services have effected the changes that they were instructed to effect. Is there anyone who disagrees that that was duly done? There's no one who disagrees that the changes were duly effected. Can we get a proposal for the adoption of the long title? Are we still together?
Yes.
Dr. Lothric?
I hope I'm now at the correct point. If you're asking whether we support the long title or not, then I just repeat that we don't support the long title. The DA are two voting members and both are online. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Dr. Melder?
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. The Freedom Front Plus also does not support that.
And firstly, do you agree that the changes which were agreed to, whether you supported them or not, have been effected?
Are you asking me, Chairperson?
Yes.
Chairperson, my experience in the past was that the legal services do exactly what we ask them, so I've got no reason to believe that they didn't do their job.
Thank you very much. Honorable Masatsu? Honorable Masatsu? Honorable Masatsu? Oh.
That's Murde.
And Honorable That's Hudson. Maybe she must be unmuted. She must be unmuted. She's Advocate Gwebu. Advocate Gwebu.
I'm here, Chairperson.
Can you unmute Honorable Mashatsi?
She has to unmute herself.
Oh, I see. Okay. Can we see if there's another hand from another party or the same party?
Chairperson.
Is that Honorable Mashatsi?
Yes, Chair.
Oh, you are welcome. We were having difficulty in locating you. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Lalo. It's just that network.
Okay. So there are two issues that we are dealing with now.
The network is not good.
It's not good, ne?
Okay.
Two issues we are dealing with. Firstly, is whether or not the changes agreed on Wednesday have been effected. Secondly, whether or not you accept the long title. Oh, we are in trouble.
Chair?
Yes.
No, she may not be able to answer that. She was not there. You remember that she was in Parliament.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she had an assignment. So okay. If that may be adequate to answer that will be Honorable Kaba, Morwa Setla, myself, and I can't remember who else. But yourself as well as Chair, but you can't then lead that one, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Honorable Kaba has raised his hand.
Yes. Chair, honorable members, thank you very much. Indeed, the pre, what you call the
long title.
The long title captures what was agreed upon at the last meeting. Thank you so much.
I want to believe that you are speaking on behalf of your party. Now we want a proposal from the members for the adoption of this long title.
Gumede is going to propose.
Honorable Gumede.
Chair, I propose that the long title be accepted, adopted.
Any seconder? Honorable Kaba? Honorable Kaba, are you seconding?
Chair, I have a difficulty here. Do not have the voting right. Obviously, I can't second. I can only confirm that the changes made are actually captured correctly.
Thank you for your honesty. Honorable Mashatsi.
Chairperson, I stand to second Comrade Gumede. Thank you very much. Honorable Gumede.
Thank you, Honorable Mashatsi and Honorable Gumede for the proposal. Any counter proposal? I don't see any counter. Honorable Dr. Lodri.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I find this process somewhat strange, but in any case, the clause has now been, long title has now been proposed and seconded. We object to it.
Okay. Thank you.
Chairperson, could you also please just note the objection on the Freedom Front Plus, or if you want to put it to a vote, we'll vote against it.
Okay. Thank you. Can we get hands of those who are supporting the long title? I I see. Honorable members, can you
hear me? My hand doesn't count. I'm in another meeting. Let me just remove my hand. I'm on a different instrument here.
Please. Okay, I think for record purposes, let's get a count of those who support the long title. I see.
Count me in, Chair, because I'm unable to raise my hand. You remember last time I told you.
Okay, Honorable Gumede supports. Honorable Masati.
Yes.
Honorable Dongwana, are you supporting?
Up, Chair. The hand is up.
Hello?
Yes, yes, Chair.
Okay.
31st
We have three who are supporting, and then two who are opposing. So the long title is carried.
Sorry, Chair, it is not two opposing, it is three. It is myself and Honorable Breitenbach plus Dr. Mulder, so it's three.
Okay, it's three opposing. Those who support are Honorable Gumede, Honorable Ntobongwana, Honorable Masati,
and yourself.
And myself. The long title is carried.
Chairperson, there is also Nkosi Mandela. I don't know if he has stated his position.
Is he still on the platform?
Yes, unless if maybe he has moved, but he is on the platform.
Honorable Mandela? Honorable Mandela? I can't reach him, but the majority are supporting 4 out of 3. So the long title is carried. Advocate Charmaine.
Thank you, Chairperson. And then we can move to the preamble.
Yes.
Chair, in the preamble, the first paragraph, there was a request that we state the fact of little being done to redress skewed land ownership. There was a phrase here that the dispossessed is of the view that little is being done, and the instruction was to remove that phrase. So in other words, this first paragraph, the last bit thereof reads, and especially as the hunger for land amongst the dispossessed is palpable and very little is being done to redress the skewed land ownership pattern. No changes to the second and third paragraphs. In the last paragraph, there was a request to remove the issue of participation, that there had to be something productive done in respect of land, and also to add the issue of other land reforms. So the productive, that word was removed, and we added "and other" in front of land reform. Those were the three instructions on the preamble. So this last paragraph reads, and whereas such an amendment will further ensure
equitable access to the land.
I thought the document was going to be flighted.
Yeah, it is flighted.
I can't see. I now see you. I can't see the document here.
Then there's a technical problem.
Yes.
You can see from this side.
Sorry,
if it's a technical problem, obviously it's on his side, Chair, because I can see it from this side.
Honorable Gumede, can we rely on your ears that you have heard it?
Excuse me, hello?
Chairperson,
it's Tuli here, Chairperson.
How are you, Doctor?
I'm doing well, thank you, sir. And yourself?
I'm doing well.
Is it possible that Honorable Gumede has actually pinned you? That is why he can't see the presentation? Maybe if he can unpin you, then he will see the presentation on screen.
I think that's it.
What is pinning and pinning? Because I've been seeing a doctor here, now it's you, it was Cyril. What is pinning?
The pin is when you go to participants.
Or
you go to chats.
If you click on view and you go to gallery, you should see the document.
Okay, I think whilst Honorable Gumede will try to do all the we are going to rely on his ears. I think he has heard about the changes that have been made. So what we'll do now is to get anyone who disagrees that those changes were recommended and now they have been effected by legal services.
Yes, there is no disagreement from the side of the ANC.
Okay, thank you. Other parties?
Hello, Chair.
Yes,
Honorable. This thing reads here, host disabled participant screening sharing.
It says it's closed. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be helpful there. Let's hear Dr. Gumede, Dr. Tulin. Dr. Tulin?
Thank you, Chairperson. Honorable Gumede is not supposed to share his screen, because if he shares his screen, we're going to see what is he can see on his laptop or her gadget. So he's not supposed to do that. All that he needs to do, if he can go to your name, Chairperson, and then there are three dots on the right, and then say unpin, Chairperson, and then he will see this, the presentation.
Okay.
May I suggest?
Yes, Honorable Kala.
Can we ask you to off and then? And then look out at least now all these things I don't it's old enough and now to understand those things. So I'm saying it's too old.
Yes. Chair, I also wanted to suggest that let me remove him and then he tries to log in again.
But look, let's find out from him. He's able to follow the proceedings and is able to hear the changes that are suggested, and there are not many. Would that suffice, Honorable Gumede, instead of we logging you out and in and then?
That will suffice, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. So is there anyone who says that the changes to the preamble that had been made were not the changes agreed at the last meeting? There's no one. I don't see any hand. And so can I get a proposal for the adoption of the preamble? I see Honorable Masazi, Honorable Nolita, his hands are up. I don't know if they are old or new hands. Honorable Masazi? Honorable Masazi, is that old hands? I now need new hands.
It is an old hand, Chair. But I'm going to request.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes. You are going to request? Honorable Masatsu?
Can I make a request that we allow Gumede, Honorable Gumede, of these technical problems that we're having, that he comes into the meeting and then we can proceed in terms of part of the part that we are on currently?
So that you mean we should unlock him? I don't quite follow.
I'm indicating, Chair, Honorable Gumede was part of the meeting, but unfortunately, given the circumstances, he had to be removed from the system precisely because of, unless he's here. I was saying if he's not here, he'd be allowed. Okay, he's here. Therefore, I move to second to move for the adoption, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Masatsi. Any seconder? Honorable Lissouma?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I second the motion moved by Honorable Masatsi. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. Any counter proposal for the adoption of the preamble? Honorable Dr. Lopez.
Thank you, Chair. A counter proposal is that we do not support this because of the changes which will reflect in the rest of the bill, so we don't support. Two members online.
Two members, okay. And then...
Chairperson, could you also please note that the Freedom Front Plus does not support. Thank you.
Okay, so we have three dissenting voices. And then how many supports the bill?
I look for mentorship and I'm looking for exposure to the best business leaders in Cape Town. Please join
Hello?
Bootcamp Boardroom program. This is an amazing program and I highly recommend.
I don't hear. Who's speaking? Hello? Honorable Ndobongwana.
Thank you, Chair. I also stand to support the text.
Of the adoption of preamble. Honorable Ndobongwana, support. Honorable Masatsi, support. Honorable Gumede supports, and I support. So the preamble is carried by the majority. Advocate Charmaine?
Chairperson, I see Honorable Lissouma is there. I didn't
Yes, Honorable Lissouma. So there are five supporting and three dissenting. Yes, thank you very much. Advocate Charmaine?
Thank you, Chairperson. We then go to the crux of the bill, which is Clause 1. Clause 1 consists of a number of paragraphs. On these, on paragraph A, there was a proposal to remove any improvements. That was decided against in Wednesday's committee. So there it is. It has remained in the bill. There was also a proposal to refer to subsection 3A. But because subsection 3A is not being amended, that inclusion cannot be there, so that is not included. There was also a proposal for inclusion of a reference to communal land. That was also decided against. So paragraph A remains unchanged, as was decided on Wednesday's meeting, from how it was advertised. The same in respect of paragraph B. There were no proposals in respect of paragraph B. In respect of paragraph C, there was a proposal for the word is to become may be. That was decided against, and it is thus retained as the bill was advertised. Paragraph D, there was a proposal for land to be extended to include natural resources. That was decided against. Paragraph D thus stands as it was advertised. Paragraph E, there was a proposal to refer to transitional measures in respect of state custodianship. That was decided against, and therefore paragraph E remains as it was advertised. In other words, in respect of Clause 1, all the proposed amendments were rejected on Wednesday, and Clause 1 thus stands as it was advertised. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Advocate. Anyone who thinks that the changes agreed to on Wednesday have not been duly effected? I don't see any hand. Those who know English say silence means consent, which means that there is an agreement that all agreed changes have been effected in the section. So I will call for a proposal for the adoption of this paragraph. Can we have hands for the adoption?
Yes, Chair. Yes, Chair, I'm back.
Oh, most welcome.
And I see everything now. The document is before me. Despite the insult from Kaba.
No, don't worry. No, you and I at our age are bound to be slow learners on technology, but we'll catch up as we have done.
I've been too fast because you left me hanging. No one was willing to help. Matlatsi came to assist. Mina came to assist. Everyone was ignored. But anyway, thanks for their effort. But I move that it be accepted.
Thank you very much. You know, in a classroom, the learners are competing for number one, number two. So they may not help you because they don't want to be you to be number one. honorable members, who seconds Honorable Gumede on the adoption? Honorable Suma?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I second the honorable motion raised by Honorable Gumede. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Can we get a counter proposal? Honorable Dr. Lothric.
Thank you, Chair. We do not support this, so the counter proposal is that it not be accepted. Thank you. Two members, DA online.
Oh, two members, DA. Mm-hmm. Honorable.
Could you also note the objection of the Freedom Front Plus, Chairperson? Thank you.
Thank you. And then ANC, Honorable Suma, Honorable Gumede, Honorable Matlatsi, myself, who else? The
Tobongwana, Chair.
Oh, yes, wonderful. Yes,
yeah, Muratetla, Chair.
Oh, wonderful. So the section is carried by the majority, so it goes through.
Chairperson, just for clarity, the DA, I see there are three. There is Dr. Gondwe, just to be clear. Oh. So instead of two, it's going to be three. And then...
Plus Honorable Dr. Melda, four. But the majority still stands. That majority is Honorable Gumede, Masazi, Lesuma, Mwaseta, and who else? Myself.
And Honorable Tobongwana.
Honorable Tobongwana, yeah, the majority, six of us voting in favor.
Yes,
I can hear you. Yes. Honorable Gumede, I can hear you.
Yes, I was going to prefer the approach that says 5 members of the ad hoc committee agreed and 4 members of the committee disagreed, rather than say ANC, DA, rather FF Plus.
I agree with you. But I see Honorable Suma raise her hand. Let's hear what she's saying. Honorable Suma.
Thank you very much, Chair. It's a totally a separate matter from what Honorable Gumede is raising, but nevertheless, because you have given me the platform, how many members per party do we have voting members? Just for clarity, because now we need to be very thorough on this process. Please, Chair.
Are you asking me?
Honorable, I'm asking, yes, Chair, through your good side, the administration must be
okay.
able to assist us on that. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks. Honorable Advocate Gwebu?
Yes, Chairperson, I'm here. I'm pulling out. Okay, Chairperson, from the ANC, we've got yourself, Chairperson, Honorable Lesoma, Honorable Gumede, Honorable Bongo, but he's not there. Honorable Mruatsehla, Honorable Mahlatsi, Honorable Ntobongwana, and Honorable Mandela. These are voting members. And then from the Democratic Alliance, we've got three. We've got Honorable Lotrit, Honorable Breitenbach, but Honorable Gondwe is an alternate, just the same as Honorable Ntobongwana and Honorable Mandela are alternate members. And then the Economic Freedom Fighters have got one voting member, Honorable Shivambu. And then we've got the other parties, they've got one voting member. I think Honorable Mulder is representing other parties, if I'm correct. Those are the voting members, Chairperson, that we have.
No, thank you very much. I think I want to agree with
Chair.
You. Yes. Hello.
Before you conclude, Chair, my approach to do this to you really honestly. But also logically, the two non-voting automatically, that member goes up as a voting member. So it must be said that way instead of being in between.
Your network was unstable. I didn't hear it properly. Can you repeat?
No, thank you very much, Chair. I'll try to be slowly. To say that Advocate Gwebu said it very correctly, but there was sort of a two-tongued when he spoke about the alternates. And I'm making a point that says that the alternates, if the principal member is not there, then the alternate becomes a voting member.
Okay, no, thank
so
you.
So it's automatic. So like, for an example, for the ANC, we've got two voting alternates. That means if the other two are not available on top in terms of the six, then like the example of Honorable Ntobongwana, she is a voting member because the other member is not available.
Thank you for reminding us of the rules. I want to just place on record that I agree with Honorable Gumede, that we are talking about how many members of the committee have voted for or how many voted against. As to which party they come from is not the issue here. Honorable Masazi?
Thank you very much, Chair.
Chair?
Yes.
I think Honorable Mashat is experiencing some difficulties, isn't it?
And don't do to her what you did to the Honorable Gumede.
Yes, I suspect F.F. Muti.
Thank you very much. I was going to add on what Honorable Soma was indicating, that as we count even the members of opposition on the number of people who are here, and am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Am I audible?
You are.
I was indicating, Chair, that, okay, thank you very much. I was indicating, as Honorable Soma was saying, that Honorable Ndobongwan comes in place of a member who is a permanent member of the committee. Even when we do voting for the opposition, the same applies. An alternate cannot vote while both members who are permanent members are part of the meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the amplification of that. We are happy with that. Advocate Shanae, my founder Merva.
Thank you, Chairperson. I then move to clause two. I accept, my notes indicate that clause one has then been adopted by the committee. Clause two is the short title and commencement. There was no changes made to this. And it simply reads the name of the amendment bill, which of course, once it's passed and assented to, will be an act, and then when its commencement date is. Thank you, Jane.
Thank you. It follows that it stands, so there's no need to go through any other process. Can you proceed? Honorable Advocate.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, then the last aspect that I understand the committee has to vote on is then the memorandum on the objects of this bill. Chair, this has not been amended either. The changes that were made are only made to the bill. So it speaks to the background to the bill with the Constitutional Review Committee process. It refers to the establishment of a committee. We then also indicated the following extensive consultations. The committee considered issues of custodianship and of land. It speaks to the objects of the bill to provide that where land is expropriated for land reform, compensation may be nil, that it is a legitimate option for land reform, addressing historic wrongs. It speaks to participants in ownership and other land reform programs, as we change with the preamble. And then we go to the contents of the bill, clause one, and as I've just gone through it, speaking to land and any improvements being expropriated, compensation may be nil. For national legislation to provide circumstances, the insertion of subsection 4A to allow for land to be the common heritage of citizens, and the amendment of subsection 5, indicating that conditions should be fostered to enable state custodianship, and then again clause 2, providing for short title and commencement. Financial implications is indicated as nil, because the bill is intended to make explicit that which is implicit. Consultations, we indicate that the committee did consult with experts. There was a workshop done. There also was consultations with the public. Extended hearings were done in all the provinces, consulted various departments. The parliamentary procedure that is proposed is that this is a bill amending the Chapter 2 of the Constitution, and therefore should be dealt with according to the procedure established by Section 74.2. And then further, that this bill needs to be referred to the National House of Traditional Khoisan Leaders, of course, which it was. This is just a statement that is required in the Memorandum of Objects. So, Chair, that is, I think that is the next item that has to be voted on. And then, as I understand it, the committee needs to take a vote on the bill as a whole. So those are the two next votes. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. May I also just remind members that Parliamentary Legal Services completed their work on time, and that the bill and this memorandum were circulated. So we can as well take them as having been read. can we get a proposal for the adoption of the memorandum?
Chairperson, you have been muted for some reason. I don't know if you did it yourself or if someone did it.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Honorable Mahlatsi, are you proposing the adoption of the memorandum? Nothing has changed in the memorandum. And therefore, there's no need to check whether changes were made or not, because there's nothing. So all we need now is to vote on the adoption or otherwise of the memorandum. Honorable Mahlatsi, is that an old hand? Are the members still with us?
Chair.
Yes,
yes, Chair.
We're still here, Chair.
Still I need a proposal. Welcome, Ndabezitha Mandela. I need a proposal for the adoption of the memorandum. Honorable Gumede?
I move that the memorandum be adopted.
Thank you very much. Any second, Honorable Lesuma?
Yes, Chair, I second the motion moved by Honorable Gumede. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Honorable Ndabezitha Mandela.
No, I was going to second, Chair. No.
Okay, thank you. So you have thirded. Thank you. Any counter motion? Honorable Dr. Lothru.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, indeed, we cannot support the memorandum as we do not support the bill in itself, but also very specifically that this memorandum contains a reference to no financial impact for the state, which is very far from the reality. So on behalf of the two members of the DA, voting members, and I will also mention, it's just myself and Advocate Breitenbach, that we do not support memorandum. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Can we take the hands that are supporting? See Honorable Gumede, Honorable Lesuma, Honorable Mahlatsi, Nkosi Mandela, myself.
Chairperson, Chairperson, Nkosi Mandela may not be able to vote because he is an alternate. So if Honorable Ntobongwana votes on behalf of Advocate Bongo, so that would be enough, sufficient.
Okay, so how many supporters do we have? The Honorable Gumede.
Yes.
Six. Okay, so the memorandum is carried with a vote of six. Thank you very much. Now, as advised, correctly advised by Advocate Van der Merwe, we need to vote for the bill as a whole and including the memorandum. Any proposal for that? Honorable
Chair, are you requesting for a mover for the whole bill?
Yes.
Chairperson, I move that the committee adopts the bill as presented to be tabled to the House. Thank you very much.
The bill and the memorandum.
Take nicely. I move, Chair, that the memorandum, including the bill, be adopted by the committee to be tabled before the House. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Lesuma. Any seconder? I see the hand of Honorable Russell. Honorable Moses, Tulo, are you second?
I rise to support the mover as done by Honorable Lesoma, that the bill, both the bill and the memorandum, be adopted.
Thank you very much. Any counter? Honorable
Chairperson, please note the objection and vote against the bill in totality as well as the memorandum of the Freedom Front Plus. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Dr. Melder. Honorable Breitenbach.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Democratic Alliance and the two voting members on this platform do not support that the report or the memorandum or the draft bill be submitted to the National Assembly. We do not support it. We do not support the contents. We believe it's misleading, and we cannot support it.
Okay. How many are you? You are two on the platform.
That's myself and Dr. Gordon. Thank you, sir.
Okay. So there are three that are against adoption. Let's take those that support the adoption. It's myself, Honorable Gumede, Honorable Lesoma, Honorable Mrwasetla, Honorable Mahlatsi, and Honorable Ndobongwan. Advocate Gwebu, is that correct? Honorable Gwebu?
That is correct, Chairperson.
Thank you. So the motion for the adoption of the bill as a whole, including the memorandum, has been carried. Honorable Advocate van der Merwe.
Chairperson, I think that completes my role from the support staff. I'm not that confident with the rest of the process. If I may ask for pilots to assist the committee going forward.
Okay, thank you, and well done. Everything has been done meticulously, on time, and to ensure that the members get prior information before they come to the meeting. That was a sterling work, and we are ever grateful to you. Honorable Breitenbach. Honorable Breitenbach, is that a new or old hand?
In both respects, it's an old hand. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now, Advocate Gwebu. Advocate Gwebu.
I'm here, Chairperson.
We are now in your hands. What do you want to say?
Okay, Chairman, the next stage would be our meeting on Wednesday to adopt the report.
Okay, honorable members, I want to confirm that the next meeting is not on Thursday, but on Wednesday, and request our competent administration to make sure that the report is completed by Tuesday and circulated, so that we don't see it for the first time in the meeting. But I think you will all agree with me that the Parliamentary Legal Services and the administration have never let us down, and we have no reason to doubt that by Tuesday they will be ready, and that on Wednesday we shall meet and then complete our adopt our report for submission to the National Assembly. And you can pride yourself of being part of this historic journey, and please be there on Wednesday to see your good work coming to fruition. And thank you very much. And this brings us to the end.
Chairperson?
Yes.
Before you close the meeting, Chairperson,
May I ask that the committee also considers adopting the minutes of the committee as well?
Which minutes do we have?
The minutes of this committee, Chairperson, that they be adopted in the last meeting.
Or that they be adopted in the next meeting?
No, today. In the next meeting, Chairperson.
Oh, in the meeting. I think get hold of all sets of minutes, and then the first thing that we'll do would be the adoption of the minutes, and then the second, the adoption of the bill and the memorandum. Will that be fine?
That will be fine, Chairperson. Thank you so much.
And I must also thank you in particular for the able manner in which you provided leadership to your team, and that both you and your team never disappointed us. And we owe you great, great gratitude for that. Thank you very much.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Of the tongue.
The time.
Yes, I think it was a slip of the tongue. Let me think. And end the bill together with the memorandum. I thought you wanted to mean the set of meetings and the report of the committee, because we have already adopted.
No, you are right. We are adopting the minutes and the report on Wednesday. Is that correct?
You are right, because we have.
Yeah.
We've already adopted the bill as amended together with its memorandum. Thanks.
Thank you for your vigilance. And that has been the strength of this committee, that members are vigilant. They don't allow anything to fall through the cracks. Let's keep that standard and make sure that the quality of work of this parliament leaves nothing to be desired. And having said that, I want to close the meeting and say the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Long live the chair. Thank you very much, colleagues and the chair. Thanks so much.
Long live the chair.